You're listening to a Something Offbeat year-end special from Odyssey.
Animals never fail to provide us with weird news to talk about. And in 2025, things were no different. These are the weirdest stories out of the animal kingdom this year. I'm going to lead into our episode with Scoot from WWL in New Orleans.
All right, some people in Arizona are licking these toads. You see, these toads secrete a toxin. If you lick the toad, the toxin can bring about psychedelic effects like other drugs.
To clarify, you're saying toads with a D, not toes as in feet, right?
Right. I mean,
okay.
Licking toes, that's a whole different topic for another show. And I mean, I'm sure we'll get into that at some point. No, licking toads, like, you know, the frog. There is a toad known as the Sonoran Desert Toad, also known as the Colorado River Toad. And they've been showing up in the Phoenix, Arizona area because of recent rainfall. So they excrete this toxin that is called 5-MeO-DMT. And people lick the toad and get high. Now, about 25 years ago, the Simpsons had a show, and there was a part in the show about licking toads. I mean, this is a real thing. This is not new. This has happened before. Now it's something new in Arizona because they're showing up in the Phoenix area, and people are licking them. The problem is that sometimes this toxin can lead to sickness, or even it can even kill you. But, you know, that doesn't stop people from wanting to get high. I mean, cocaine could kill you. I mean, especially now with fentanyl out there on the market. So that doesn't stop some people from using cocaine. But the effects of this are similar to, like, the psilocybin that comes from mushrooms and DMT. And so the effects involve visual, auditory, time perception, because that's really distorted when you lick the toad. There can be different emotional experiences and memory impairment. So some people might not even remember that they licked the toad. But, I mean, this is a dangerous thing. But, you know, when word gets out there, like on social media, that if you lick these toads, you get high, I mean, that's all some people need to go out and look for the toads and try to lick them. Now, this is a rather large toad. In fact, it's the largest toad in North America. It's about 7 inches long. I mean, think about it. I mean, I'm not talking about legs extended, but when the frog is just sitting there, it's like 7 inches long. That's a big toad. And these glands are very prominent, and they secrete this potent toxin, and people are licking the toads to get high. And isn't it amazing what people will do to get high? I mean, licking a toad. I mean, toads are not the prettiest creature on the planet. And to pick up just a toad in the wild and lick it, also hearing that it's, you know, it's a toxin, so you could get sick, or you could die, it just seems like it's, I don't know, it's not worth it. I mean, do a shot of Jack Daniels or something. I mean, there's a lot of ways to get a buzz. I mean, you don't need to lick a toad. I mean, Coleman, you can get a buzz without licking a toad, right?
Yeah, but it also makes me wonder who looked at the toad and decided to lick it to figure out that's even a thing that you can actually do. Like, who looked at the toad at first and said, I wonder what would happen if I lick it? I always wonder, like, who was the first person to eat an oyster when he saw it? Or who was the first person to look at a crab and say, you know what, I want to try that and put it in my mouth? Like, who are these people that find these weird-looking exotic animals and decide, let's put that in my mouth and see what happens?
I think that's a great point.
Up next in Offbeat Animal Stories, I'm talking about rats. The Dana and Park Show out of KMBZ in Kansas City covered a new list of the most infested cities in the U.S.
We have a new city that has been crowned the rattiest city in America.
Rattiest?
And I have the top 15 in front of me. These are the cities with the most rats.
Oh, I thought you meant just like dilapidated. Like, that's ratty. You mean actual rats?
Well, the two could go together. I mean,
oh, God. Is it New York City?
By the way, there are roughly 8.2 billion people on Earth.
I don't want to know.
Okay. but they believe that the number of rats on Earth is 16.4 billion.
Mm-hmm. I don't need to know that.
Twice the size.
Twice as many rats as there are humans.
Okay, this is lightening it up. Okay.
By the way, there's an old saying that you're never more than 6 feet away from a rat.
In this building, I believe it.
God!
I do too.
Well, I'm right here.
What are you, the janitor?
Well, I doubt there are rats in this building, but there are mice.
I don't want to talk about it.
I guarantee you there are mice in this building.
I'm not the janitor, but I'm within 6 feet of Dan.
Oh, God. Okay. Is it New York City?
New York City is on the list, but it's not number one, believe it or not.
Okay.
New York is number three, Dana, right?
Oh, God.
Newark.
No.
It happens to be
a city. Not in the top 15.
That Camden, I often call very dirty, and people on the text line light me up
Vegas?
For it.
Vegas is not on the list.
Chicago.
Number two.
Oh!
It was number one last year.
It was number one last year.
Is St. Louis on the list?
St. Louis did not make the cut.
Mm. Wichita.
Oh.
No.
New Orleans.
No.
Real by the water?
Think of a city that we see in movies all the time that's depicted as beautiful, but when you go there, it's actually pretty dirty.
Los Angeles.
Number one.
Ah!
One.
All right, give me the rest.
I'll just give you the top 10.
Yeah.
In descending order, from 10 to 4, because we've already got 1, 2, and 3.
Houston.
Is not on the list. Huh. Not on the top 15. Number 10 is Denver.
Okay.
Number 9 is Minneapolis. Number 8 is Philadelphia. Number 7... the city that God forgot, Detroit. Number 6, Washington, D.C. Number 5, Hartford, Connecticut.
Huh.
Hartford.
And number 4, a city that if you watch too much Fox News, you would think this city is under siege. It is not. It is one of the most beautiful cities I've ever been in and just recently went there. Number 4 is San Francisco.
San Francisco.
I loved San Francisco.
Now, we also have to keep in mind, though, that this is a study that is done by Oregon. So it's not necessarily how many rats are in these cities. It's whether or not they care enough to call to get the rats dealt with. So New York probably is number one, but there's a certain number of New Yorkers that are like, yeah, that's Bob. He lives here.
Have you ever seen the video of the rat in New York carrying the piece of pizza
rat.
Up the stairs?
Yeah.
Pizza rat.
And there was a chunk of sidewalk in Chicago where there was an outline of a rat because it had fallen onto the wet cement and had somehow gotten up and run away.
Dude, if I ever saw a rat in my house, I would die.
Oh, I'm out. I'm out.
I remember one time living in Roland Park, and I am the cleanest human being you would ever meet. And I think roaches and mice are an indication that your home is not as clean as it needs to be.
Not accurate, but...
I know.
And then if they go and open that refrigerator door...
And I remember when one year, and I moved into my home in Roland Park. Like I'd been there for like 2 years. It's the middle of the night. I wake up, and the cup of water I'd left on the nightstand was empty. So I go to the kitchen in the middle of the night to refill my water. I turn on the light, and I see a mouse scamper across the floor in my kitchen. I could not get on the phone quick enough with my exterminator, Bill Richhart. And I'm like, Bill, I need you at my house yesterday.
We had one die in our stairwell in an area that was very difficult to get to. So that was quite the aroma.
I don't need to hear any more about this.
The mice are back.
And we've got this weird animal story, too.
At 5,000 pounds, there's not a bench in the world that'll hold him, so he plays standing up. But just the fact that he plays at all is pretty amazing. Meet Bandu, an adult male rhinoceros at the Denver Zoo, who's recently developed an interest in playing the piano.
Rhinos in general, they do like to make noise, like to take big toys and bash them around. So we decided to give Bandu the opportunity to see if he was interested.
And this particular species of rhino is well equipped for something like this.
They have a prehensile upper lip, and so we wanted to see how he would use that lip to touch the peas.
The zoo's head rhino keeper, Christine Bobko, says they brought in an electronic keyboard and held it up to Bandu.
When he initially touched it and the noise came out of it, he was just like, what is that?
Yeah, but it wasn't long before he was actually kind of into it.
He really enjoyed the feel of the keys on his lip, and then he actually enjoyed the noise that was coming out.
Okay, fine. Not exactly Van Cliburn, but not horrible either. And after every performance,
we gave him one of his favorite treats, like apple or a biscuit,
just to reinforce the behavior, so he'd want to play again. And so far, he has.
Some days he'll actually hang around, and we can do it for a good 10 minutes. He actually really does have a little bit of a talent.
Now you need to get rid of that keyboard and wheel in a grand piano.
If we wheeled the grand piano in there, Bandu would be wearing it.
It's too bad. You could have hopped up there and sang with him.
No, you don't want me singing.